Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy Cartez the Shade, kicking it live here with my mother from another mother, Miss Jackson, with LLBP Radio. Where you got your hardcore rap and your smooth R&B for the ladies? So tune in for the best time of your life. With the most real talk topics, hardcore freestyle, you can't get no better. Miss Jackson, I love you, baby.
She's the best that you'll ever have, the finest on the internet. Why you smoking up on that dodo? She gon' tell it how it is, nigga, let go.
So, like, you know, wrong is wrong. We all know.
Right is right, wrong is wrong. Right.
You know, let's see what's going on with African American, where, you know, I don't need to say African American. Let's just think about everything. It's like, funny situations that people are talking about going on right here. You guys, like, understand we are Americans.
We all are Americans.
And we should be highly accepted as having our own U.S. American story.
Absolutely.
Having an African.
And
who's
working for us?
Somebody wanna get so, you know, it's jacked up, but there's some other stuff that we need to be focused on. If we can help, we'll help, but we have to pick up first.
That's all I'm saying. It's not that I'm against the Latinos. God bless you, brown. You brown like us. However, I have black pride, you know, and there's nothing wrong with being proud of your own race, being proud of your own tradition, of the color of skin that you were blessed with, you know, and they make you want to be, we're so confused that we fight light skin against dark skin. I mean, you see memes of, first thing come out somebody, now excuse me, all my church folk, close your ears, please, because I probably have to get some oil on my head later on, but your black ass is the first thing they say, this black ass nigga is, or light-skinned niggas this, and light-skinned niggas that. You know, they always pitting us against each other, like it's something bad to be a different shade. We feel on the application when you fill out your job, when you go to the hospital or anywhere else you put your name on, your John Hancock. No matter what, video thing. But anyway,
I hear what you're saying. I mean, we still put it against each other.
We have to fight against each other on so many levels.
I mean, but, you know, I don't know. I am sympathetic to the kids and the situation that's going on, but
I think they be in torture. I do. Okay, I'm sorry. What? I'm just hyped. That's it. Cardi B song. She do. But I'm just saying. I do. Shout out to my 420. You already know. No, really, I think them kids getting tortured. That's the base. You got something to say.
Okay, go over here, cheating out all kind of eat.
With the bomb down, yeah. I'm talking about with the bomb down.
Why we get all the way over here from the bomb? What were we talking about?
We was.
You jumped us all around the world.
Take us back in. Take us back on. I'm just saying.
So, the LeBron thing.
LeBron.
Some people say he did it towards Hamlet.
Uh-huh. I mean, he got several homes in California.
Yeah.
He do own several properties.
I just
think
he did it for a living.
No, he's not fresh. He's not fresh. That I don't believe he's fresh. No.
I would admit I don't like the movie. Not that I don't know like any movie, but.
Wow.
I'm seeing him in the Lakers jersey is very odd. Very odd. I didn't know where he was going to go, but that's very odd. And to be honest, the Lakers have done a piss poor job of putting the supporting cast around it.
I was going to speak on that. You can bring a star, but if it's only one star, you'll support, you know, because Jordan had Pippen Mill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kobe had Shaq Mill. So they had their little trifecta going on. So,
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Lance Stevens, though, he's not. But you know who I said? Let me tell y'all who needs to get on all up on clean L.A. Bring back, what's his name, Graham Mecca? What's his name, Psycho, you should know him. He is the beast. Then will be needed. I don't want him back anymore. I don't want him back. I'm just saying, they need a beast like him, though. Real life, he was a monster. And that's what he's going to need. Because let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Y'all think I got forgotten, but they don't know basketball. I'm going to tell you who they got to play with. See, when it's just LeBron, I don't care if he gets 75 points. If the rest of the team ain't doing nothing, you got Golden State that you got to come out before you can go to the game. You got to play with them, and they're a real team. And they've been playing for a long time. They ain't gonna make it past the Pee Wee League because they didn't sign up for that.
I mean, don't get me wrong. LeBron makes the catch any better.
Oh, by all means. He makes it good, great. I understand that.
But the moves they made after LeBron, they brought in Lance Stevenson. Okay. Rondo Mason, and they need to rely on the point guard, follow the ball back and forth on the ball. And he's a rookie. What else did they bring in? JaVale McGee. I don't even know what that was about. I mean, he did what he needed to do for Golden State, but they might Golden State, but he cheated. So if you're trying to put together a team that can compete in the West, just the West, period. JaVale McGee is not one of those people that you say, oh, these are going to be one of the first ones that make a pick. I wouldn't do it, but I'm not a basketball coach or a scam, so oh well.
I feel like basketball done got so complicated. But I hear why is everybody now? I can say this: LeBron did break Twitter. Go, bitch, go! You hear me? Go, bitch, go! Irrelevant black man, do that.
Another black man stole all that thunder.
Let me tell you, that's what I'm gonna say. But did nobody say that when Chris Paul popped that 160 on that ass? You could add somebody, though.
The news was present on to those same words. Possibility you have five all-stars to start my life.
Going where again? Who?
Golden State.
I rest my case.
I don't know how they pulled that one out.
I rest my case. People, if you're familiar, know that it's really over. Unless they can, but L.A. do got the money. They got the market. They got the loot to bring them in. But will they do that? That's what I'm saying. What? It's not going to be enough. There won't be enough. It ain't enough to go around to mess with something powerful like that. So, I don't know. What's happening? I don't care. Wherever you're checking us at, you live, Facebook, wherever you are, Blind Talk, you tell me. Tell us, who does LeBron need to make his good great? So so he can get another ring. Do y'all know? Comment. A matter of fact, feel free to call in. We got a number, 760-542-4327. Again, that's 317-760-542. I said 317. That's where you need Jesus to say. And y'all, didn't nobody say nothing to me. Didn't nobody say nothing to me. I had like 13 numbers. They were like, wait a minute. 760-542-4327. Come check us out. Call in. And if you got something to say, or better yet, type it out. Talk to us. We with you. All right? But anyhow.
I got a question for you.
I hope I got the answer.
I think it's going to share the next time.
What is?
So, just today, I see it also, but just today, I saw another young lady. And she's single and she's tired of being single and tired of the dating game. And she blamed the lack of good men on her being single. Why are women single then?
Because of the lack of good men. Duh.
That's
cool. I didn't say, understand this, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say there aren't any. I didn't say there aren't any. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. Let me do the math for you. Just tune in. Watch the math. You start out with your men start out, they coming out of high school, those that graduate. Okay, boom. That start cutting them. 2018, that start cutting. All right. And then you got a lot of them that go here to make it past that. I ain't even going to ask you for a college degree. Everybody ain't made for college. You know, every millionaire didn't go to college. So, now, when you start eliminating things like doping, those men that are gay, let's see, those that are in prison, those that are dead. Nah, I can continue. I can continue. Did y'all watch the fingers start folding? You know, there's already an imbalance of male versus female.
Okay.
But then when you add all of those things, and you watch us, black men are dropping like flies. Real life. No, but it's really treacherous. So, but I'm saying they either dead, they in jail, they strung out, they don't want no female. You know, I'm saying the numbers dwindling down, hence, we now, what it does is make our men feel so entitled to where, why buy the cow when the milk is free? They all fighting all over. It used to be the other way around. I ain't gonna front.
Okay,
let me see. And fix them. Yeah, it is.
Okay,
yes, it is. Some gotta show up. Ladies play crazy. How many of y'all? I don't say it's two.
I don't know if that's true, but ain't no milk free.
But I'm saying it might be good right now. You ain't trying to make a home. You ain't trying to buy a cow. But if you thirsty, it might be 2%, but if you thirsty.
You said that, right?
Count them.
People always ask. Black men have never been in danger. Black men have been incarcerated in crazy numbers for a long time. We've been murdered, hung, shot, killed, decapitated. I won't use another word, but that too for a long time. As far as the gay thing, it cracked me up when women say that because when training, honestly, women be again.
Can they?
I can hold my girl, got a girlfriend. They didn't start with us. He didn't come up with that idea. That was women. You know how many gay women is? I tell them on my timeline all the time.
They'll make a joke about it. They're like, I start that girl. They just want to pick the comments and put LOL.
I'm talking about one of the posters that people can kiss me, you know, with hashtag group. Like,
all the time. But understand this. How do you know they're not doing it because their choices are limited? Or maybe they're just inquisitive. Men, are you not allowed men be inquisitive?
The last thing I'm buying is women saying they're a lack of good men, and that's why I'm saying.
I'm not going to say that. I'm going to stand on that. Let me stand on that. I don't agree with that. But the statement you said, I don't agree. Let me tell you why I don't agree. Because there are a lot of men out here that are really good men. Mm-hmm. But some of us ain't right. We not right. You can't be looking for the right man. You have to be the right woman because opportunity. You know, you're not the right woman or you're not fit up, whatever, you ain't got your shit together. You'll never get the right man. And what I said, I don't agree with the statement of there's not yet with the first statement. I'm going to be the devil and the FBI. Our numbers are limited because I said it's not that there are none. It's just the numbers that
we're looking up and see if there's more gay women than are gay men.
I need you to look that up. Shout out to everybody that's making comments, turn to tuning in.
That's interesting. What percentage of this is altered? Let's just look at it. Okay, so we're going to say 2000, it was about the same. The league in 2000, it was about around 2-3% of men and 2% of women were all homosexual about this. So it's probably not going to be the biggest thing right now.
But then you start counting how many women have died. Black women versus black men, and murder wise. I ain't talking about people love that, but I'm saying so that does tip the scale, sir. Does it not?
No.
How about you?
We have to get 200 murders.
Here's the thing, though. How many of those were women? It still takes the numbers down, no matter what you say. It takes the numbers down. Now, if you add the ones that are walking dead, I don't say who you is, but y'all know who you is and know why you is what you is. Yeah, I see you, and I always, you know what you is. I ain't one to judge.
Stephanie said women have to take the emotion out of the day. Sex can just skip them and recognize the vibe. Thank you.
Well, both sexes have to do that. But what happens is oftentimes women feel like that they are limited sometimes they're limited with their own mind. Sometimes they're limited in their own mind. I will say that. But
I
meet new people all the time.
So how do you meet look like?
Everybody's not born somebody. They feel like they may have to settle.
I think that is more limiting than to being gay or being incarcerated or being dead or not having a high school life. Like I'm not having a high school don't work out for you. It's a personal thing. But I feel like personal preference is the reason that a lot of women, as long as you are a homeboy that cried a single game to beat that they cracked the tail up. But I feel like personal preference is one of the reasons that these women who claim the lack of good men, not being there, they'll be a single. I think you're single because you want to be single. I mean, it's as simple as that. Because as a woman, listen, because a woman can pretty much do whatever she wants to do in this world. You don't have to be a billionaire to find a quality person. You can be a hoe. You can be a stripper. I'm sorry. You can be a prostitute. That's the definition of what it is when they know. You can be a stripper. You can be a nail tech. You can work at McDonald's. You can drive a bus. You can any job that exists on this planet. That woman can find a man who will set her for what she is, what she has, and won't make a difference.
But
a man is based on what he can bring to the table and provide.
And boom, there it goes. Another drop off the list to get that no money.
So,
you can't say.
I ain't gonna say you got money, but you have to have something to bring.
You need to bring some to the table.
I agree. So my thing is, it honestly should be the other way around. It should be men complaining about the ability to find a good woman who is a woman. But all you hear about is women. You never hear men cry about this. You know why? Because men will take the woman who makes less money than him, that doesn't have a high school diploma or a college degree.
Why do you think that?
Because women are catered to. We love y'all.
No, because it is known that men are supposed to be the provider. Primary provider.
If I got my own place, I got my own bills, I don't need you anyway. I'm already paying my bills.
No, you don't. You should not be with me if you need me. You should not be with me if you need me.
I agree. It should be the same way for women, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely, ladies. Don't play yourself.
So I said again, as a man, if I work at McDonald's, I am less likely to get this good woman or what society might say is a good woman.
Right.
But if you, as a woman working at McDonald's, you still have the ability to get a good man.
Yeah.
We see daily men of stature who go get women who don't have any stature. Very rarely will you ever see a woman of stature who goes and gets a man who is just a normal.
Well, you know, well, women sometimes step out of their element, but a lot of times when you step out of your element, try your luck, play pussy, get fucked. I'm just going to say. Absolutely. We don't know about things like, I don't believe in that submissive bullshit.
You don't need nobody to
I want to be able, I want to be able, if I leave sometimes, you need to follow me. Because sometimes I may know something that you don't. Because we may just live two different lives. So our lives emerge as one. I still feel like that we're individuals, and collective we make a unit. But two brains don't think the same, and I don't want to be the board. I don't want to think that, you know what I mean? I don't want to bark like a big dog, you know, hop on one foot. That ain't me, you know what I mean? Fucked up. I ain't going.
I mean, you know, I'm thinking.
I don't submit this shit for me.
I really think I think the world would be simple for everybody to follow. Like, according to time.
It would be simple if they what?
Oh, like me.
Oh, Lord, help them, Jesus. Help, Lord.
We're going to give them a break down the world according to Sheila.
Let's go.
When it comes to dating, or not even only dating, when it comes to what you want in a man. As a man or a woman, you have to make a choice. And this is the choice that you make, first and foremost. Do you want a partner? Or do you want to help them?
What if they want to help?
If you make up your mind, it's not something to think about.
A partner and a helpmate can be the same person.
No. You want me to tell you why?
Why?
As a helpmate, what is your job? To do what?
To help.
Help. As a partner, what is your job? To share equal responsibility.
To share the dream. Here's the thing. I don't believe everybody don't run around trying to find their mate with the equal paycheck.
That's not what I'm talking about. It's not even about
paychecks. Then what is it about?
We partners on the show, right?
Right.
So we share equal responsibility. I'm not talking about bills. We share equal responsibility and the purpose of what we do here at the Tuesday.
Damn right.
If you were my helpmate,
you're not my helpmate.
So this is what I'm saying. I can't be your helpmate and your partner at the same time. You got to pick one.
You're like, I can be your helpmate next week.
I was your helpmate the first time we came on the show. I interviewed you. But if every show is that way, would I be considered a partner? No.
Yeah.
So I say, no, you can't be the healthy.
I feel like we come together. You got a job, I got a damn job. I need a partner, somebody that we going to do this shit together. They go my partnership. Bang. But I'm going to need you because you have things that I don't. My partner supplements me or complements me, if you will.
I agree.
So there are things that you have that I need and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, I need you to be the man and lead this relationship. I need you to do this, that, and the third. I need you to get in there and do that guy, take my fucking car and cut this goddamn grass because they take that fucking grass out. I mean, take the trash out. But you also going to need me to get my ass in that kitchen. You're going to need me to clean this house up, take care of the kids, et cetera, so forth. Those are certain things that partners do together because they're mutual things. Just because they're not the same job don't mean that they don't still have a mutual participation.
I'm not disagreeing on. I can use your word. So again, back to the word of Chino.
Partners and me.
Choose whether or not you want a partner or you want to help me. People who want help me, you know what they really want? I just want you to do what I need you to do.
You ask Mr. or Mrs. right now. That's what you're picking.
I'm not picking anything.
When you pick the needy person, you're picking a Mr. right, Mr. or Mrs. right now. I ain't Mr. Mrs. Mr. or Mrs. right now.
No,
I'm talking about you're not. I'm just saying, hey, partner. Oh, you got Stephanie there. Hey, Stephanie, other Stephanie. Nice name, girl. But real life. If you're just picking Miss or Mister right now, because once their needs are met, they no longer need you. And now they may be able to either go on without you or find the person that they really is the person they really want, because you weren't what they wanted. You were what they needed. That's why I said I never want a partner that needs me. I want a partner that wants me. You understand that?
Ooh, that's a good question. Channing. He said, I'm willing to admit that a helpmate is more of your gender than anything.
Are we willing to admit what? I'm sorry.
I'm willing to admit that a helpmate is more of your gender than anything. I agree. I would like to say
no, I really would, but God don't like ugly shit. You win, yeah, that's about what it is. But I would, you know, in the real world, you would want that, but more and more because money, creep, cash rules, everything around me. And with TV shows like Love and Hip Hop and Fairy Tale Business and all that, they sell dreams. So we constantly looking for somebody that's going to put you on the next level. Ladies, I'm referring to my ladies. I'm talking about folks that are trying to take us to the next level. But unfortunately, that's what it is because, you know, we're so materialistic.
Mm-hmm.
We're black folk known for being peacocks. That's what my granddaddy called. We some peacock ass motherfuckers.
There you go.
There you go.
The old school rebel.
Yes, that's my old school.
Remember that.
You're the
peacock.
Yeah, peacocks, what we do, we be the brightest bird on the damn thing. We want to flex and poof, show who we are. You know what I mean? We'll go broke
trying to show them we ain't broke to a motherfucker that actually broke. I agree with you, Chad. Definitely, today you've seen the way people look at helping people struggling, looking at life, like you said, living in reality TV. And some of it ain't even living in reality. For me, you see a lot of people making strides in business and some of the different things of that nature. People are trying to struggle. People are trying to be in the talk. Like, that's one of the number one things I see on social media. I don't want to be in the talk today.
I don't because there's too many. It's too many nice choices. Don't shoot. It's okay to shoot for the stars. But you can't throw a rock at the star and think you're going to hit the star. Mm-hmm. You need a rocket. You know what I'm saying? You need a rocket. I'll tell you what God loves. God be trying to carry me. If you try to hit the star, you better not throw a rock. You ain't going to make it. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to make it, son. Done did. No, y'all not setting goals. You trying to make shit happen. You hit a lick. That's a lick. You got somebody paying for something until you decide to make that move. That's a lick. An extended lick.
That's why
they're not looking necessarily for partners. A lot of them are looking for a bank account.
And look, listen, I don't want to there are a lot of men
there. Oh, my God. It's a whole lot of men settled with a lot of women simply because you don't want to get out and pay your own bills. We go through some apartment where Section 8 is established. Shout out to all my sisters in the struggle. Real life.
I don't
know where
my wife
wanted to check first. See what I'm saying? But if you go buy her some shoes and shit, I'm gonna buy you some shoes then. You know, if you're my partner, why wouldn't I buy you shoes? If here's the thing, whether you bought them or not, if we real life partner, if I see you need them, I'm gonna buy them in you. And that's not what we, fair shade, they don't robbery. You hear me?
Like, I don't think $5,000 in this morning.
I'm not looking for an assistant because I need somebody of equal mental as well as financial. Because there's more in life than finance. And my brain needs to be fed, not just my stomach, not just my closet.
Would you get
a I have. Struggling with somebody broke, or y'all trying to make it work, I was this way. If you try to work something out and every day is penny-pinching, you know, everything is about the struggle, the relationship is struggling as well. Because somebody going to have to step up and it just becomes a problem. If you got somebody with money, at least that'd be one less, these are not the word you have. You know? I ain't saying he paid the bills, but I'm saying now we got to worry about, you know, things like how are we going to do things to build us closer? You know, as far as a relationship, can we do dates? Can we go out of town? Can we buy a house? You know, can we get married? Can we do the adult mature sense of life that we are on a good program to do? You know, but those are the steps that make us, you know, move on. You go, get married and have babies, do the house with the picket fence and the dog and shit, you know, that type of thing. But if you every day you're worried about keeping the lights on, but every day you got to worry about if we got to get gas in the tank. How y'all don't even, you can't even get to the good part. And you in the struggle the whole time.
So let me ask you a question. You know, if I decided not to be this money more because you're in a financial situation, I would be considered one of the best.
There are people who have done it every day and don't make noise about it.
Because they still get tired
of
doing so. And to be honest, there would be,
not as much as they
there would be 10 times. Just based on statistics of what women get paid today versus what men get paid today.
Men get paid $400 by, you know.
And I, as a man, let me say this. I can think of two women I'm dating who probably made more money. One I know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one might have been a couple thousand more. And I think it's taking that scale. And those women would have never got a shot. And honestly, I think it would be more women than money about these things. But this place then, as women did when it came to dating women who make the less money.
Well, you know what? Here's how the world according to Stephanology. Yes. This is how I teach you. Now, us as women, we got our weed, our hair, you know, but shout out to my hair lady, shout out to my girl, Coco, check her out, y'all. She got on 2840 High School Road, Coco the hair side. Baby,
That was one of
them
here, right?
Yeah, come on now, my crew. Coco holds it down, baby. Coco holds it down. This is fresh boy. All right? Back to the lecture at hand. Now, we get our hair did. We got makeup, you know? We got implants. I ain't no implant-type situation. I'm going to ache up and frown stuff. Now, you know what I mean? But we got, don't be judging me. Don't judge me. I love myself. And you know, but we get implants all over. Brazilian booties, moving back from here to there. We got all kind of things. So that was making our booties pop. All that. What y'all got? You know what I mean? The best thing y'all got is like dread, maybe you dread your hair, long hair, good hair. Or they thinking like, y'all have a lot of things to enhance y'all. But you know what makes y'all peek out? Y'all mean, maybe it's the
door.
He works and he hustles and he do this. And so you're looking for that kind of guy instead of just a normal guy that'll like you for who you are. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm ready to say, a lot of us aren't happy with who we are. So we have to find somebody in order to get the guy we want. We think we have to go do all kind of crazy stuff. But now, if I go through all that crazy stuff, I don't want his broke ass. We don't want broke man because I went through all that work and your broke ass didn't do shit to try to do it for me. No, I'm trying to get the dude who went out and bought that cologne and bought some nice shoes. And I ain't saying you gotta let that have no damn J, because I ain't even no J fan fucking J. Give me some damn Florence, some or them Armani and shit. Give me some space and stuff. I like the, you know, a man that dress up. You can be casual too, but I like casual clean cut.
It probably won't happen because
Get your weight up. Get your weight up, not your hate up. Get your weight up. You cannot expect. Get your money together. She be home. Big bank, take little bank. I know that's out there. He broke. Come with that note. I bet she talked to you.
It ain't got the money, though.
I bet it is.
It's too much.
It's very much so.
If you get somebody my order, you're going to bump you up.
If you want your girl.
I'm going to have to go buy a ring.
That's scary for some of them because that's not what they were going for.
A lot of you ain't got no financial market.
Yeah, I swear, old cheese and crackers ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. But they get more tail than a little bit. And then it's men out here with jobs. You know what I mean? That wishing on the floor.
Like you said, we both said it's personal, but sometimes I'm busy and get the juice on the street. It's okay.
You can't always get what you want.
What's your name?
I don't know, but I do. I'm on that phone today, Ava. I don't know why she's on my mind. Shout out to Big B. But, I feel like...
I
feel like that if a man... Like you said, if he had his money together, 2 days, if it works the other way, bruh, get his money up, he can get his girl back. But can he keep her? Can he keep her? That means that ain't really kind of, is that really the girl for you? Let me just go in there for like two and two, just for a second. Okay? Man, if you was the man, you got your girl. Hit a bad lick and sell off. You know what I mean? This is count. So she did wrong you because you can't afford it. You can't afford it. Man. But then you get your money back. So you going back to get your girl? Or should that be your girl? Because when she got bad, she bounced. But you know what I mean? So that's a fair weather hoe. She there for the money. She there for the need, not the partner, right? And vice versa. I'm just looking at it from the you know.
What I'm saying is, if you lose your girl, so sometimes you don't lose your girl. So if you lose your girl because you are because
say that again. I repose.
You lose your girl because you want to lose your girl.
We're not being repulsed.
So when I say lose your money, like I mean that actually. You're not going to fight a war. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you
like,
say you're
going to leave her. Not you would want to leave. I believe you're trying to leave. You want to say she's done. When I say get your money together, what I'm telling you, you need to bring everything that you got to get that woman.
You better bring that food, see?
And I don't care what you say, whether it's a whole bunch of small things or it's a big thing, you're going to have to spend some money to get that woman because you're going to have to do some things that you haven't done either in a long time. What's the thing that you've never done? And those things are going to cost you. I don't care if it's...
May cost you a little or may cost you a lot, but it don't cost you. Is she worth it? The thing is she worth it?
I mean, but that's what I'm saying is once you determine that she's worth it, you want to order that, you raise that board, make sure she can't hide that. And this is even a business. If you're about to go head to head with another company, whatever the case may be,
Bring your mind, because sometimes you say, you know, then you have to bring your money and do things that you haven't done in a while, you neglected to do.
Yeah.
Well, also, there were things that mentally that you may have neglected your girl.
All of them are going to cost you.
You got to start talking to her like a grown man. You know what I mean? You're going to have to act like a man. You can't be that hubby-dubby. You have to be an adult. How about that?
You can be
doing like Hobby Lobby
right now for your creative self.
Yes. I like Hobby Lobby.
I
have to get through
there. You know, I think the lady, you know, I'm really being an older lady, thank you for coming here. You definitely need somebody to check your phone.
Shout out to my church family. That was my.
Who stole the band, boy? Oh, she got one of them.
Can we not confess about the same thing every week? I got to go. Let me tell y'all something. This thing ain't even got a handle no more. This, I won't even put it up there. I'm just going to let y'all know that it serves its purpose, and I do love the Lord. Thank you for this. I'm just going to put that out there. But I feel like, at the end of the day, because the way I was raised, albeit sad, that my partner has to have some relationship with Christ himself, with God. They have to have some, because it's just in my DNA. You know, it's from generation to generation. My family's ministers. My grandfather was a minister. My mom was an evangelist. So I can't have a man that don't have some kind of spiritual something. We'll probably run into a brick wall.
No.
I'm not going to put a religious preference.
So you're
I don't know if they're going to fuck with me. I don't know if they can fuck with me. Because if you try to tell me put some on my head, I'm saying that's just a wig, bruh. Ain't nothing popping. Don't tell me put no hat on unless I bought it at the beauty supply online with the little beauty supply lady. Don't ask me. I'm here to say. You got to be with somebody to love them. I'm not even going to give you an opportunity.
I'm going to be a lover when you talk to me.
No. When you start telling me that I need to convert to your religion. Because, see, it's hard. You can be Baptist and I can be apostolic. It don't mean that we are not real religion. We still serve the same God.
No.
God is God, man. What I now you say? We talking about you said Muslim and Christian versus Baptist. Muslim and a Christian. Like I said, I'm not gonna fall in love, because we ain't gonna make it that far. You have to be with.
You know, right there. Who you saying? How you doing? I'm Brother Malik Ashad Sabaz. I'm a Muslim. Man, you were like, what was I meeting you with each other?
What I'm going to say is, God bless you, have a good day, because it's a thing called preference. It's not prejudice, it's preference. I prefer to date somebody whose religion is not, to me, it's there. Your religion makes women be a little more submissive than I would be willing to be. Preferably not. I'm not saying that I never would, but I prefer I couldn't marry one, because then he would definitely want me to be.
You can marry one what?
A Muslim. I just that one date. I could get a thing. In the outside world, I might just go on a date with one, because they're human. Their religion don't make them, but would I want them to be my partner? No, I cannot have them as a partner. We can be friends or whatever, but I would not want a partner as a Muslim, because I have a family member that's Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the ways of the females in their religion.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's just,
mm-hmm. Yeah, these are disclaimer. These are strictly all about me.
I
said I would date a Muslim man, though. Mm-hmm. I did say that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You can marry a Muslim.
Because I cannot be as submissive as they would want in their religion. Their men are very much leaders in their relationship. And I probably won't even answer it, because you might not know what is it.
So I was all thinking about it. This is random, everybody. It's not so he does for life, of course.
I hate the random one.
So I was online, and there was an event. And it was an LGBTQ.
Yes.
Where did you go?
They decided to put queer in.
And then I see another one that had like 8 hours.
Does anybody know? You know, I don't know either.
So, my question is, is it going to be expanded? Like, it's going to be LGBTQ?
LGBTQRSCUV.
Oh, to basically me and the telephone was not the house, right?
Questioning.
They're not curiosity, they're questioning. They have the faith in the Constitution, they have the want to fight the good, they have the want to act. They don't think.
Oh, wow, you're recording that. I don't think I can
see. Yeah, it's been there for a while.
So the aim of the eye probably the most.
Yeah, those I don't, I'm not familiar with.
So, another question since you know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was a gay man or a gay woman, I would be shit. I think another one that was LGBTP. And the P was kind of still here.
Oh, shut it down.
To where they classify people who Jews as pedophile type.
And there is one that's actually running for.
So why
did you know that?
I didn't know that, but real quick, I don't know if you know anything.
Let's go. But I'm mad we didn't get to talk about might not even be on it, but I'm very political.
Yeah, political. The judges, the new judges coming in.
All my people who don't understand what's going on currently, Judge Kennedy is retiring. And just because Latin claims Kennedy don't mean that he was a Democrat, because he definitely was. He was a conservative, however, he didn't stand strong on a lot of conservative. He would, you know, flip flop on it. He chose. He didn't move at the board. He moved at the NC. So, he going to uphill Roe versus Wade, things like that, when they challenge. The ACA, when they challenge. So, he getting ready to retire.
Mm-hmm.
So, Donald Trump now is about to be allowed to pick the second Supreme Court judge. These judges will be in office for the rest of their lives and the next generation, your next generation, for the next 30-plus years. They have their job to the day they die or they retire. So, a lot of things that are he said, to all my women, I ain't talking about just my sister girls, to all my men, because some of y'all triple champ. And I'm just keeping it 100. He can play crazy if he wants to. But let me say this. Roe versus Wade and the Planned Parenthood abortion thing, some of y'all, they're going to hurt y'all. Some of y'all, they're going to hurt. They're going to defund Planned Parenthood. There's a lot of y'all that go there for your female checkup, for birth control. It was for freedom ain't free now. Oh, yeah. But it's cheaper than having to go to, like, the hospital, and those who don't have personal doctors and stuff. So you go to Planned Parenthood and get you a, and get your testing done for venereal disease, get condoms, birth control, and all kind of other things, Kuchara, the depo shots, all of that. It's more than just abortion. You know, and then there's also some challenging civil rights. They right now are in the court talking about affirmative action, how they don't want affirmative action no more. So they're trying to get the judges lined up for affirmative action to be gone, to finally shoot down the rest of what's left of our health care. One after another, there are several serious cases that are pending that will affect us the rest of our lives. That we got to prove they're going to pick the bill. And a lot of them are very biased. So, yeah, that's basically what it's about. Do you care if Donald Trump picks the next step? But do you care about?
It's not about caring. To me, it's about looking at the left and right, the white individuals who are voting into playing their roles and playing their roles. Do you not like national politics? To me, it's a game. And the most we can do from where we sit right now is trust the people that we voted for on the national level. We get out big, we can watch and move on, and then it's going to happen.
Well, I feel kind of concerned about that because Senator Donald is a Democrat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be tapped if he goes against Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is already pulling in. I mean, how the chip. You come from this Republican state. You come from Pitt country. You rolling with us, or we gonna campaign here?
Yeah.
And then this state being what it is, and then with all the gerrymandering of neighborhoods, they're getting out. So he worried. Do I stand my ground?
Yeah.
To my dysfunctional family, biological family, I see y'all tuning in. all the people that was tuning in on V Live, Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, wherever you may have called us at. Thank you individually and collectively for being here with us and for us. It could have been anywhere else with us, and for that we are blessed. Y'all have, please, tomorrow's a holiday. Please be safe, because some of them booms may not be fireworks. So please be safe, people. Okay? Watch your kids and be safe. God bless you. Have a good weekend. And good night, everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the office.